Enemy mech destroyed.
Hey folks, Tex of the Black Pants Legion, and it's time to talk Battletech. In this series, I will be exploring Battletech as a setting, talking about the lore, the wars, the people, and most importantly, the mechs. In the setting of Battletech, sooner or later, you're going to see an Atlas. Probably because it's the very definition of an assault mech. It's big. It's scary. It even has a fucking spooky skull face. I mean, what's not to love? At 100 tons even, and spouting enough armor and weaponry to crush most mechs head-on or underfoot. The Atlas is an iconic representation of the assault mech class. Intimidating, bold, and angry. The Atlas was originally designed under specifications from none other than Alexander Kerensky himself in 2755, probably in a bid to ensure that the Star League Defense Force maintained absolute military superiority over untrustworthy and fickle member states. Perhaps Kerensky saw the future coming, with the constant arms race of the Inner Sphere hastening its demise, and thus wanted to guarantee that any rebellious notions were quashed upon seeing the full might of the SLDF. Kerensky's specifications are somewhat poetic, though in truth practical as the man was himself. Kerensky was directly quoted to say that he wanted a mech as powerful as possible, as impenetrable as possible, and as ugly and foreboding as conceivable, so that fear itself will be our ally. Perhaps not the words to share with the general public. However, it's just the right choice of words for dedicated engineers who turned the mighty forges of war from the Ameris Civil War to Operation Exodus, through the Succession Wars, the Clan Invasion, and the Fedcom Civil War, from Solaris 7 to the Battle of Luthien. The Atlas has stood its ground and pounded flat all opposition. Built by Defiance Industries, Independence Weaponry, Robinson Standard Battleworks, and Yori Mechworks, there is no shortage of the Atlas. Merely enough for whatever the hell you need one for. If you can afford it, that is. Oftentimes, the Atlas is just the perfect weapon system for the job. That job slowly entails steamrolling a planet's defenses flat, comfortably seated in the confines of your Death's Head cockpit. That's quite reasonable for 9.6 million C-bills on the open market. Now to the technical details. Because of the widespread production of the Atlas and the sheer longevity and popularity of its design, it becomes very difficult to say with any certainty what a standard Atlas is, as almost everyone is a unique individual as its pilot. Oftentimes, an Atlas will be handed down, as they have a tendency to outlive their commanders, each in turn adding to, modifying, or fine-tuning the death machine for yet another generation of classy, stompy robot mayhem. Standard Atlas, if you can call that such a thing, is the AS-7D, a mech built around commonly available standard technologies to ensure relatively common availability of spare parts, upgrades, and ammunition. The AS-7D has 19 tons of Duralex heavy special armor, 20 single-stack heat sinks, a Defiance Mech Hunter AC-20 autocannon, 4 Defiance B-3M medium lasers, a Thunderstroke SRM-6 launcher, a Farfire Maxi Rack LRM-20, and enough ammunition to keep it running for a fun-filled evening of carnage. The Atlas is built around combat survivability at its core, keeping in mind a philosophy of redundancy. The Atlas's weapon systems are bracketed for all ranges, assuming you will want to close with and stomp your opponent. That is, after showing them their weapons are useless against you. LRMs for long range, medium lasers for intermediate range, the SRMs and autocannon for short range, and mighty battle fists for mech warrior fisticuffs. If anything runs out of ammunition, there are energy-based systems. If nothing else works, there are mighty fists to pummel an opponent to dirt. In between, there is armor. Truly, the Atlas lives up to its principal design considerations. Assault. As previously stated, there are so many variants and versions of the Atlas that it's fairly impossible to figure out the base models, as each is often as unique as the pilot that drives it, the unit that bought it, or where it was discovered. There are variants as command mechs, there are variants built by successor houses like the Kirita-built AS-7K. There's even a Clantech patchwork retrofit popular among certain mercenary units, in particular the AS-7D, (C), which puts Clantech ballistic and missile weapons alongside Intersphere energy weapons. This doesn't even begin to get into the unique one-offs built by Warlords, Mercenary Lords, and Solaris pilots. And further, the Atlas has spawned another mech, which was a subversion or enhanced version of the original, the Atlas II, which was technically an exclusive variant to the Starleague Defense Forces' Royal Regiments. Nearly forgotten by the clan invasion, only one was spotted during the 3052 Battle of Tukiyid. Which mech do you want to see next? What part of this universe shall I dive into? I'll let you decide down in the comments. This channel is entirely brought to you by viewers like you, so keep that in mind. Upvoting, subscribing, hell, even throwing some money into the change jar that is my Patreon. You're only encouraging this shit. Anyways, I'll see you guys later.
Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday my daughter called me. Because she was stressed out because of things that were going on her job that she felt were quite unfair. Being quite disturbed, she called for comfort, and I didn't really know what to tell her because we have to deal with so much mess in our society. So I was led to write this song just for her, to just give her some encouragement while dealing with stress and pressures on her job. And I figured I'd put it on the internet for all employees under stress to help you better deal with what you're going through on your job. Here's how the song goes. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Now, you might not be able to sing that out loud, but you can hum it to yourself, and you know what the words are, and let it give you some strength to get through the next few moments on your job. All right? Stay strong. Peace.